Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Supposed to be fighting, and who am I supposed to use my energy against? Well, let's find out. In Ephesians 6:10, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Glory to God. So there again, Paul said in 2 Timothy 1, I'm to be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now he says, I'm to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, how do I get strong in the power of His might? There's two ways I'm going to get strong in the power of His might. Number one, in Hebrews 1:3 says He's upholding all things by the word of His power. So if I'm going to be strong in the power of His might, I'm going to be strong in the word of God. And number two, in Ephesians 3, he says that God will strengthen us in our spirit with all might according to the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. So I need to be full of the Spirit, praise God, full of the Holy Ghost. So if I want to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, I got to be strong in His Word and strong in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Now, apparently if I'm going to be strong in the Lord and strong in the Holy Ghost, the Lord is not my problem and the Holy Ghost ain't my problem. Amen? So let's read on. He's going to give us some insight. Put on the whole armor of God. Surround yourself in God. Wrap yourself up in God. Get addicted to God. I mean, get fanatic for God. I mean, just live, eat, sleep, and breathe for the Lord God Almighty. I mean, focus your mind, your eyes, your heart, your being, everything about you upon the Lord, and don't let anything pull you back and get you entangled so that you cannot walk in what He has for you. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles, plans, or schemes of the devil. Who is the fight of faith against, folks? It's against the devil. And verse 12, for we wrestle not, or we could say it like this, we fight not against flesh and blood. My fight isn't against people. That's why you don't hear me attacking people from the podium. That's why I don't retaliate when people put us down and fuss at us or say something. And we've had all kinds of opportunities to do that. I had one minister, he came to me and he said, I knew that you were a man of integrity because I knew some things were going on and I knew some situations, but you know, firsthand. And whenever I talked to you about it, you just said, well, you ought to pray for him. I don't know. And he said, I knew you knew about it because they'd already told all the things about you and spread all the things about you. And I knew you knew about it, but you didn't say anything. You just said, well, you ought to pray for him, go on. Amen. He said, that's when I knew I could trust you, praise God. Well, I don't have, that ain't my problem. Other people that don't have any more gumption than just to fight somebody else, they're not my problem. Why should I get entangled in gossip? Why should I get entangled in the war of words? Why should I get entangled with this guy, whether he believes the Bible or he don't believe the Bible? You ever thought about that? Now, I'm going to contend for the faith. I mean, if you want to come in here and blatantly stand against the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll rebuke you, tell you you're wrong, and that'll be the end of it. But I'm not going to argue with you. And you know what? I'm not going to leave mad at you. And I'm not going to leave frustrated about you. I'm going to forget it and go on, praise God. Somebody says, how you do that? Well, you choose not to remember it, and you choose to keep your eyes on the Lord, and you refuse to let the devil dig you back down in the flesh and entangle you with all that junk. Why? I'm too busy reaching out for the eternal life and the life of God and the blessings of God and the purpose of God to get bound up in your little feud. Amen. Now, if you want out of that little feud, I'll help you, praise God. But if you still want to stay there and all you want to do is fuss and contend and fight and argue and everything else, then, you know, do it with somebody that wants to do that. Now, you'd be blessed if you learned this. That's an attack of the devil. See, he tries to get you wrestling against flesh and blood because as long as he can get you fighting with people, you'll never accomplish the things of God. And you're using your faith for the wrong thing. And it won't work. Amen. Now let's read on. Who am I wrestling against? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My problem is against the devil and his demons. Amen. But you see, I've got to remember something, though. 1 Corinthians 2:6 says they've been reduced to nothing. Colossians 2:15 says God has already triumphed over them in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Hebrews 2:14 says that Jesus has already triumphed over the devil. Hallelujah. So even though I've got to fight with them, they have a disadvantage to me if I'll keep focused upon the Lord and realize it. But here's the thing you got to understand. See, here's where we get in trouble. People say, wait a minute, now if the Lord conquered the devil and demons, why do we have to deal with them? Because they still have a limited amount of access to the people of planet Earth. Satan's lease has not run out on planet Earth yet. And some people say, well, why don't we just cast them into the abyss or into the... You can't do that. If you could have, don't you think the Lord Jesus would have rid the earth of a bunch of them while he was here? But he couldn't do it, could he? No, because they have a time. Remember, the demons came to the Lord Jesus Christ one time and said, we know who you are. Are you come to torment us before our time? The key being before our time, meaning that God has set a time when all this shall come to an end, and then the devil and his demons shall be cast into the place of torments along with all those who refuse God. But until that time comes, we have to contend with them. And it's a shame. A lot of people don't even know if there are demons or anything. They think the devil is a concept. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that concept's eating your body up with a disease. Destroying your family. Amen. Beating you to death and oppressing you and stealing everything that you got. I'm telling you what, for a concept, he does a pretty good job, doesn't he? See, we're in a warfare and our attacker is the devil. In 1 Peter 5:8-9, Peter said, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary, the apostle Peter called him your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion walks about seeking whom he may devour. Right. Amen. So he's your type. Well, how do I overcome the devil? Whom resists steadfast in the faith. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter 5:9. Now what's that mean? I could take it like this. Whom fight the good fight of faith and whip him. Amen. So now what do I need to do? I'm using my faith for a twofold purpose. Number one, I'm fighting the good fight of faith to stop the devil from stealing, killing, and destroying and hindering the move of God in my life. I am stopping the devil from entangling me with the affairs of life. I'm stopping his demons from carrying out his assignments and attacking me and trying to bring me down. Why is he doing that? He is trying to stop me from accomplishing the purpose of God. He does not want me living in the Word. He does not want me living in the blessings. He does not want me living in the goodness of God. So I am using my faith to stop the devil from ruling my life and to bring God's promises into my life so that God's Word can have preeminence in me. Are you listening? I am saying to the devil, I will use my faith because you are a defeated foe. I've been redeemed from your kingdom. You are no longer my God. You are no longer over me. Jesus is my Lord, and I will use my faith and everything in me that God has invested in me to stop you from ruling any part of my life, family, or anything that I have, and I will use everything that I've got to bring God's will into motion in my life. Come on, church, you ought to shout amen a whole lot better than that. Praise God. Amen. See, that's why God gave you faith. And that's why you're supposed to fight with it. And that's why you're supposed to stand. See, a lot of us, we're too easy going when it comes to spiritual things. Amen. And notice he didn't say, pray and ask God to fight the good fight for you. The Lord has delegated a certain amount of authority to you and me. And folks, this is the thing. Even the Holy Ghost, when he talks about the Holy Ghost is our helper. What's that mean? The helper on any job doesn't initiate. He just comes in and lends a hand. A lot of people say, well, if God wants me free, why don't he just do it? He's waiting on you to use your faith. He's waiting on you to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. He's waiting on you to turn to him and lay hold on the promises that he's given you and to walk in the Word and bring his will to pass in your life. God is saying, look beyond the entanglement and the ensnarement of the devil, and look beyond the attack and the hardness that's coming against you, and look beyond all the slander that he's bringing, and look over to my Word and begin to stand on that Word and strive lawfully. What's that mean, strive? That means put effort into it, but make sure your effort is according to the Word. Amen. If I strive with somebody, what's that mean? That means I put up effort. Didn't Paul tell Timothy, strive? He that gains the mastery, or in other words, he that gets the blessing to obtain it, he must strive, but he let him strive lawfully. Amen. What's that mean? Put your effort in there, but don't put your effort in whining and crying and begging and pleading. Don't put your effort in tossing and turning on the bed and wondering if God's going to come through for you. Don't put all your effort and strength in just going through all the oppressions and what if and fear and everything else. If you're going to put effort out, bless God, put your effort on the Word of God. And if you got to lay there, if you toss to the right, say the Word's working. If you got to toss to the left, say the Word's working, praise God. If you got to get up and because you can't sleep, get up and say, glory to God, the Word's working. It's working in me. I'm speaking the Word. The Word's going to get me through. Devil, I'm going to bust you in the mouth every time I get a chance. You keep me up, bless God, I'll just smack you all night long if you try to attack me. You're going to do it, folks. Amen. There was one time we were under attack, and the only scripture that came to me was, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I mean, that came to me, and I laid there, and I said, I'm going to sleep, and the devil said, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. I mean, just, he's one of those types that irritate you. Yeah, the devil's the type that you know, he's that little skinny kid that just says, shut up, and you want to just say, I'll choke you if you don't shut up, and you're choking him. He goes, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. Yeah, that's what he is. That's the exact personality of the devil. He's that little smart aleck run out of the mouth that you can't that you just want to choke him. But you see, you get into that wanting to choke him, and he's got you whipped. But I remember I was laying there, you know, and we had a situation on our hands. And it's about 12 o'clock at night, and I can't get sleep. And finally I said, and the Holy Spirit just said, my God will supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I said, that's right. And then I said, bless God, I'll show you, devil. I said, every time you say I ain't going to make it, I'm going to say, but my God supplies all my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I tell you what, he'd say you ain't going to make it, and I'd tell him, but my God supplies all my need. And finally I said, if you're going to try to talk like that, I'm going to say it so much you ain't going to get a word in edgewise. So I just laid there and said, I'm going to sleep saying this. And I just over and over and over again, but my God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I mean, I'm just motor mouthing, praise God. Next thing you know, I drift off sleep. Man, I'm asleep. I'm believing God, you know, to get up a certain hour. I was going to get up at 7 o'clock. It's already 12 because the place I had to go to was open at 8 and they'd give me time to get there. 6 o'clock, I woke up. Amen. And you know what I woke up with? You ain't going to make it. I said, you lousy liar. You woke me up an hour before I was supposed to get up.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.